at the supermarket just to get some things, replenish over at the house. And, you know, the one thing about it is that no other place will remind you of Valentine's like a supermarket. I mean, because those days of us going to the mall, we don't do that, right? I mean, where do we usually go now? The grown-ups, anyway, we go to the supermarket. We go to the retail store like Target, you know, Costco's. And those places are loaded up, man. They just go ahead and hit us with that time of the month. And you walk in there, man, walk in the supermarket. It's like, whoa, hearts everywhere. Chocolate, cookies, pink, everything you want for the love of your life. And I started thinking about it. I said, man, really, in reality, what is Valentine's Day? Who is it for? It's not for me. Okay, how many of you guys, men, have been taken out on a date? Like the woman said on Valentine's Day, hey, hon, I got you. It's all about you today. It's supposed to be about the group. It's supposed to be about us. But most of the time, ends up being the guy paying for the dinner, paying for the event, having to make it extravagant, more extravagant than the girl, right? I mean, God forbid we don't show up with chocolate or take them out to dinner or do something thoughtful on that day. Whoa, you know, you can't brag about it at work the next day. And that's the sad reality, in my opinion, that it just has become a spectacle. It's become a one-upping. For some girls, it is, because they can't keep that stuff private as far as their relationship, what they do with the significant other. And it's like, oh, no, my man did this. You know, he took me out and did this, and we had a great time, and blah, 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 blah. You know, people get all into it. They really like to brag. It's like having a kid, and, you know, your kid goes, does great things. You know, you want to brag about your kid to everyone. You know that coworker that does that. You know that friend that does that. And, yeah, I think that's just the way with Valentine's. It's just another way for the lady to brag about Valentine's, because us guys, we don't do that. We don't sit there and say, yeah, man, I took her to – we don't even talk to each other. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? It's like a regular day for us. Yeah, so what you guys – you know, we don't even ask what you guys did. We'll be like, hey, what are you up to this weekend? And I was just trying to think of something the guys would say. We really don't even acknowledge it amongst one another. It's like, you know, for some of us, it's like, oh, fuck, I got to take the messes out. Ugh. You know, they don't say it, but it's just an exhausting thing. It's not, you know, you just do it to do it. But at the end, this is another way that we celebrate women and we celebrate their existence. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you see where I'm going with this is that, you know, this constant affirmation of attention, of knowing you're the one, of knowing you're special. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. But my view on it is, it's that do it all the time. You don't have to do it on Valentine's Day. And I could look back at my situations in the past, and it just felt like it was forced on me. And then I always felt that I was always the one giving. That's one of the things that I'm looking forward with the next person that I'm with in a commitment. I have to feel they're reciprocating the effort. Like, they have to be a giver like I am. Like, they can't help themselves because they just love to give. And they're not about being entitled and about them. Like, I want to feel I'm on the same page with somebody along those lines, because what happens is with a lot of people, you don't realize that you have either givers or takers in a relationship. And how do you identify as that? Well, it's very simple. I mean, if you're the one that is always compromising on your happiness, compromising on decisions, not compromising, but you're always giving in to whatever the other person wants, because happy wife, happy life mentality, then guess what? You're the giver, right? I mean, generally speaking, I feel that way anyway. And every dynamic is different. But I know with my experiences in relationships, it's always been mean about doing something for somebody else. It's never been about just having done something for me. I can't think of anything. A lot of times, I don't like things being done for me. I think the way, and this is where, again, this is going back to how I'm going to do things moving forward, is that it's not about doing things for me. It's more about you letting me be me. That's the one thing I will reiterate. So if you know on Valentine's Day or on a special moment that you want to celebrate me, whatever it is I like to do, just let me do it. You know, understand it and accept it. And I just feel that when it comes to Valentine's and love in general, I feel it should not be celebrated on those days. It should be celebrated all the time. It should be a random act. It should be, you know, sending letters or whatever it is that you do to make her happy. Like, it doesn't have to be done on Valentine's Day. That's the problem that I always had with it. I always felt, man, you know, I love somebody. I don't need Valentine's Day to have me show that I care for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that I don't feel comfortable with that notion of. And that's the same thing I feel about birthdays, you know, and I've gone to that whole rant about it. But I think that when it comes to celebrating your spouse, it's something you do more times than not. You do it whenever you think about it. Whenever you're driving home, you say, you know what, let me get my significant other something. But when they beat that entitlement in you, it just gets exhausting. And then it just becomes a chore. And I think for the ladies, they don't understand that you want your man to genuinely want to do those things. And you can't coerce them. You can't train them into doing that. And I think every urge is different for a guy. And you just have to understand them. You have to know how they tick and how they like to show their gratitude towards you. Right? And you just have to communicate all those things. But it's very interesting that, you know, for a guy, I mean, what are you going to get him for Valentine's Day? I mean, we don't want to go into work and have balloons and flowers at our desk. We don't care for none of that. Right? I mean, all you guys care about just having a drink at home, being able to go fish, being left alone. Right? I mean, all you guys just want to have your peace, you know, be able to go out and do something fun, have a little freedom. Right? But it just seems that it's all a business, man, and it all comes back to that conditioning that I deal with all the time. It's that entitlement. And that's something that I've been saying that to people that I talk to, and they'll be like, well, why don't you have a girl? It's like, well, yeah, people, there's a level of entitlement that you deal with. They want the free drinks, they want the free food, they want everything on the house. And then maybe they'll think about maybe if they want to be with you or not. And I say to myself, well, I mean, that's not a fair shake here, you know, paying into the possibility of something happening, and we don't know if it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, because you hold all the keys. You have the honey. I can't do nothing about it. And I think I let it be known now that, hey, well, what are you looking for? Why are you single? Or, you know, I'm just looking for somebody that doesn't want to leech on me. Doesn't expect me to do everything. God damn. It's a tough world out there in dating. It really is. But I'm not frustrated. I just like talking about it. And I think just at Valentine's, it's like, oh, well, there goes another year, you know, solo enjoying it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel for the people and the guys especially that have to do something. They have to do something because, God forbid, they don't do something. That woman is going to really give you the riot act because they're entitled. It's all about them. They feel they need to be glorified. Another day, need to be glorified. You know, it's never enough. And that's the problem, is that I wish that women would be more mutually giving. Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm just talking about my experiences. I just feel that it's all about them. It's all about them. It's all about catering to them. And you're in the wrong. All of these things. And you need to get on with the program as far as doing these things, because so-and-so, her husband, do these things. And, you know, all these different things you hear from girls, because they're constantly subconsciously competing with one another instead of just keeping your private life private. Yeah, I got a man. Well, how's that going? I don't know. I mean, if you can't talk about anything else, I couldn't imagine talking to my friends and all we did was talk about relationships. Like, that's the last thing that we talk about. With a lot of my friends, I don't talk about, oh, man, how's the marriage going? You know, how's the missus doing? How are you guys doing? You know, I don't get into that talk. It's like, hey, man, what have you read this article? Hey, check out this YouTube clip. It's pretty cool. This and that. That's the route that I go. I think us guys, we really just steer clear of the relationship talk. We really don't have a lot of weight on it, right? I mean, we just don't even make it our business. I mean, there's some men, obviously, that are committed. I'm not saying that you know, when I talk in this, it's like a very general statement. A lot of guys just don't make it their business to talk about their relationship or care to put it out there for everyone to know. Like, it's just not how we roll. This is something, you know, we enjoy it. We like it, obviously, but we're not, we don't get off on bragging or talking about our marriage and our relationship. I think if you ask about it, sure, but it's just something that you're out there telling everybody about. So it just goes to show you another example of just how the business and how the genders think. And I don't, when I talk about these things, about just my thoughts on relationships and dating, I'm not trying to bash women or get on men. It's more of giving you a glimpse from the outside. And if you think objectively, you can see how each gender thinks, you know, male versus women. I mean, and it's something that people want to say that we're the same. We're the same species, but we do think differently. We do have different behaviors. And of course, there's always exceptions, as I always say. But generally speaking, we just have different thoughts and different views on things. And that's why I ultimately say it always comes down to communication. That's why I'm such a proponent of that, of communicating and talking openly. Because if you can have an open mind and say, you know, I'm not going to agree with what you say, but I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to welcome that dialogue because it needs to happen. And I think that's the problem in a lot of relationships, that you can't have that because the views are so contrasting. And people are just so scared to upset the other person that you don't have progress. You don't have growth. And then you stay stagnant. And then people get distant. And, you know, I'm trying not trying to derail. I mean, Valentine's is a great holiday. But I think bottom line with it, with the holiday, is, as far as that one in particular, is just saying that we need to appreciate our partners all the time. It doesn't have to be, and it should be a mutual admiration for one another. It shouldn't be about anybody feeling entitled about what someone else needs to do. I think that on these days, that just like celebrating the love of a partnership, of a union, I think you need to be cognizant of it being a mutual thing. Being able to say, you know what, I appreciate my man too. I want to do something for him, right? And then you guys can work something together because, you know, you got your birthday, you got Valentine's, you got Mother's Day, if you're a mom, then you have your anniversary, and then you have your wedding anniversary, and maybe the first time you met anniversary. You have all these different holidays. You know, you have like five or six that it's about you. And for us guys, we just care maybe a birthday, and that's it. You know, for those, yeah, and it's not even a birthday. It's not even a big deal. It's just kind of a hall pass. As guys get older, we're like, oh, we don't care to have a party or anything like that. We're not big on that shit. We're just like, okay, I can get away and go golfing. Yeah, it's my birthday. You know, my wife, because the wife is not going to say anything. Oh, I'm just going to stay home and, you know, do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to go ahead and work on my collection. You know, what is the wife going to do? No? Say no on your birthday? You know, so that's the thing. I wish women would be more understanding of their men, especially when they're in a commitment, and appreciate them and let them know that, hey, you know, you don't have to foot the bill here all the time. You know, I'll do something for you this year. How about that for Valentine's? What do you want to do? You know, hey, let's do something that you want to do, because it always seems like we always go out to dinner to my favorite place and I want to do, you know, whatever it is. It just seems like it's always about catering to the women. And I just wish women were more aware of their men and how giving they are and how selfless they have to be. And at the end, the give and take, you have to gauge it. You have to be aware of it. And hopefully, when you go to a day like Valentine's and others, that you could really appreciate your partner on a day in and day out basis. Because that's what it's about. It's not about waiting for these holidays to come and go. It's more about, okay, day to day, how do we live life? She would appreciate the moments. I've always been that way, and I always will be. Good times.